Text 4. You will hear a speaker asking for volunteers.
Before you listen to text 4, read questions 8 to 10 now. Listen to text 4 and answer questions 8 to 10.
Calling all students aged 10 and above. Come and do something meaningful during your weekends. Partner an elderly person who is learning to use a computer. All you have to do is sit beside a participant and help him or her when they are stuck. They may not be able to remember all the steps I am teaching them during the course, and feel anxious. In fact, many of them usually forget their IDs and passwords, so they cannot even get started. Your presence will help them overcome their anxiety. They are most afraid that they may press the wrong key, and something terrible will happen to the computer. That is why it will be reassuring to have someone by their side during the course. Do not hesitate to come forward to volunteer your time and effort. Even if you can't speak a word of dialect or communicate effectively with them, you will still be an immense help because of your computer knowledge and skills. Be patient with your partner, and you will enjoy great satisfaction when your partner successfully masters some computer skills at the end of the course. Just think of them as your own aged grandparents and give them your support.
Question 8. What can students volunteer to do? Question 9. According to the speaker, what do the elderly fear most? Question 10. Why are students encouraged to help out?
Listen to text 4 again.
Calling all students aged 10 and above. Come and do something meaningful during your weekends. Partner an elderly person who is learning to use a computer. All you have to do is sit beside a participant and help him or her when they are stuck. They may not be able to remember all the steps I am teaching them during the course and feel anxious. In fact, many of them usually forget their IDs and passwords, so they cannot even get started. Your presence will help them overcome their anxiety. They are most afraid that they may press the wrong key and something terrible will happen to the computer. That is why it will be reassuring to have someone by their side during the course. Do not hesitate to come forward to volunteer your time and effort. Even if you can't speak a word of dialect or communicate effectively with them, you will still be an immense help because of your computer knowledge and skills. Be patient with your partner, and you will enjoy great satisfaction when your partner successfully masters some computer skills at the end of the course. Just think of them as your own aged grandparents and give them your support.